You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord have made. We are rejoicing in it, and we are glad in it. We thank God for another opportunity, another time, another day, another morning to come into your homes, into your cars, by the way of the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM. Thou has made it possible. Listen, tag, share, let somebody know. It's about time for your miracle. Apostle Curtis Watkins is on the air. Come on, wake up, wake up, get up. Some of you have probably been up already. Some of you have already gone to work on your break or whatever. Join into the radio broadcast this morning. Amen. We want to thank God for you, you and you. Tell somebody again, your Apostle Curtis Watkins is now on the air. It's about time for your miracle. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. How you have just been there. We thank God for all your prayers. We thank God for just all your encouraging words that you give along the way. Praise our God, for our God is good. Amen. And he's good all the time. And he's worthy to be praised. We just want you to know that God is with us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? I want you to know, no matter what you're going through with, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it faces, what you're facing, God is still God. He's still able to do exceeding above all we think or ask. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. This is the case. This is the case. Yes, we've all gone through some things. Yes, we all having some situations. Yes, we all have some challenges just going along on the way. But we must know this. Our God still reigns. Our God still is able to do exceeding above all we think or ask. Our God. When I say our God, yes, he's your Lord and he's your Savior. And he's our God. And he's able. He's able to do nothing. He's able, people say he can't do it. He's able to do anything but fail. He can't fail. He can't not fail. His word is his bond, and his bond is his word towards us. So we must know and believe that God is who he say he is, and he is going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Hold fast. Hold fast to your confession. No matter what the enemy is trying to say, hold fast to your confession, because the God we serve, he's able to do it. Praise our God. Come on, let's go to the throne in a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time. We thank you for another day. We thank you for another day, Father God, that you have blessed us, Lord God, to wake up this morning, closed in our right mind, with the activity of our limbs. And we thank you today, God, hallelujah, that you have started us on our way, Father God. Some are already at work, God, as I said earlier. Some, God, may perhaps have the day off, Father. Lord, some today have to take care of business, God, and appointments and whatever they may have to do out through this day, God. You're still omnipresent with them, God. Take them through, God. Take them through and bring them out, God, because you can and you will, Father. Father, we thank you and we glorify you right now. Father, we honor you and we give you glory and we give you praise, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again, this is Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. Coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where I'm telling you, where the power of God flows and the power of God lives and reign in the place where we worship him at. Praise God. Come on and be with us. Come on and be with us. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to see you in the services. Amen. Praise our God. We want to send out our condolences, amen, and our prayers and thoughts to the bereaved families and to those that have gone through bereavement hour. We still yet praying for you. We want to send out our condolences to Minister Tim Dunbar, amen, hallelujah, in the passing of his mother, Sister Renona Dunbar. We want to send out our condolences to Brother Tim. Is a musician, and those of you that are hearing me, you know he's there. He's there. He be there. He come and play for you, have played for you, will play for you if you ask him. Now we got to reach out and throw our arms around him. Amen, because he's going through his family. He's yet going through it. He's been going through it in his family for a while, but now this is close home. Amen. This is his mother. First it was his cousins. Amen. Hallelujah. His uncles, auntie. Now this is his mother. Now come on, let's throw our arms around Minister Tim again and let us love on him. Praise our God. We want to send out our condolences. Amen. Hallelujah to these families. Amen. And we want to send out our condolences to Miss Red Margaret family, her daughters. Amen. In the passing of Miss Red Margaret, we send out our love and our prayers and our condolences to the family. Amen. Of Miss Red Margaret. Praise our God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. We want to be in prayer for those. Amen. Continue to be in prayer for the Riley family. Amen. In the passing of my brother in love. Amen. Lady Watkins' brother. Amen. Continue to be in prayer for the Riley family, that God would see them through. Amen. That God would see them through. Amen. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for what you've done. Amen. And what you have done and will do. Amen. We thank God for you. You and you. Again, to all of those bereaved families that is going through bereavement hour, we are praying yet for you that God will see you through at this difficult time in your life. Amen. I know God is able to do a sin above all. We think of acts, but we must do what? Put our trust. We must put our hope. We must put our belief. We must know that God is still on the throne, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we are yet going through. God is still on the throne. Jehovah Jireh, he is our provider. Jehovah Shabbat, come on, Jehovah Shalom, he is our peace, praise our God. And he will give you strength to go through. He will bring you out. Keep your eyes lifted up to the hills, from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord that made the what? Heavens and the earth. And he that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. Come on. Hallelujah. God is not asleep concerning things that concerns you. God is watching. God here, and he knows. Amen. Amen. I want you to be in good courage. Praise God. Be of good courage. Listen. Get ready. Get ready. It's coming. It's coming soon. And I'm telling you, next month, amen, the night of royalty, it is coming soon, the 21st of September. You don't want to miss it. All roads, all sidewalks, all curves, amen, leads where to Lucita. We're going to be back at Lucita this year, amen, for the night of royalty. Praise our God. You don't want to miss this night of royalty. Amen. You can call myself. Amen. And get some information, more information about it. Amen. Area code 321-576-8249. Amen. And it will be typed up on the screen, those of you throughout our services and stuff, that whom you can also contact and get information about it and get what you need. Amen. Hallelujah. To be there, to be able to participate in the night of royalty. Amen. So we'll be again at Lucita this year. It was at the Great Outdoors last year, but this year going back to Lucita again, a night of royalty. Oh, where you could just come and dress and have dine out with us and have a good time. Amen. Praise God. And don't have to clean up. You don't have to fix up nothing. You just come, enjoy yourself, get a good meal, get good praise and worship, singing, dancing, amen, solos, and get a good word, amen, and a good meal, and so in the natural, so in the spirit. And then you could just do what? Push your seat in and you can leave. You don't have to worry about breaking down, cleaning up, nothing, because all of that will be taken care of. Praise our God. So we want to see you. We want to see you. And you want to hear, you'll hear more information about the night of royalty coming up, leading up to it. Amen. Praise our God. Then we still are we going back to our revivals. Amen. Revival in the second week in every month. Amen. We're going back to our revivals. So we want to see you in some of these services. I want you to be encouraged. Hold your head up, my brother. Hold your head up, my sister. Come on through, my young brother, my young sister, my middle-aged brother, middle-aged sister. Come on through and watch God do what? Do it every time. He'll do it every time. We must trust in our God. Believe his word. And come on, believe in his prophet and believe his word, and so shall you be established in the land. Praise our God. We want to say good morning to all of you. Good morning, Evangelist Morrow. God bless you, Evangelist Morrow. God bless you and your family. We are praying for you, praying for your family. Pray for, amen, that God will see you through it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praying for you, you and you, all of you that will be coming on. Amen. We praying for you and continue to pray for you, because our God reigns. Our God reigns. There is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing, again, too hard for God. He will bring you out. He will bring you through it. Yes, he will. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. Come on. The enemy wants you to look at it a different way. But what Isaiah says, whose report shall we believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. His word. We shall believe what his word says. Come on. His word says it, not the circumstances. Yes, it's facts. It's there. That's what it says. It's facts. We can't deny it's there. We can't deny that it's there. But we believe what the word of God said. He sent his word and he did what? He healed them. He sent his word and what? He delivered. You can send the word when you can't even go. The word will go where you and I can't go. So we send the word to the situation. Come on. We send the word to the situation. We don't send the situation to the word. We send the word to the situation and watch God what? Deliver. Watch God what? Bring us out. Watch God do what? Set us free. Amen. So we want to encourage you today to keep looking up unto the hills from which cometh your help. Your help, again, I'm going to say it again, cometh from the Lord that do what? Made the heavens and the earth. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. So God is not sleep on your situation. God is not sleep in the midst of what you're going through. Come on. Hallelujah. Don't panic. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't fret. Just know that God is able to do what? Exceeding abundant all we think or ask. It's not too hard for God. It's nothing too hard for God. We just got to trust him. No matter what report we get, no matter what people say, no matter what it looks like, we got to trust God. Amen. Hallelujah. He told us, lean not to our own understanding, and with all thy ways do what? Acknowledge him, and he shall do what? Direct our path. Come on, somebody say, direct my path, Lord. Come on. Now, if you're going to let God direct your path, you don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. All you got to do is walk in the directions of the path that God has set before us. Come on. Amen. There's things we're going to go through. There's trials. There's tribulations we're going to go through. God bless you, Sister Thomasina. God bless you, Evangelist Patty Harvey. God, there are things that we're going to go through. We must go through this. Come on. Because I'm reminded when Jesus and his disciples came through, he said, it's a need that I must go through Samaria. So it's a need and it's a must that you go through what you're going through with now. Because why? The glory of the Lord is getting ready to be revealed. Come on. It don't feel good, but the glory of the Lord is getting ready to be revealed. God bless you, Prophetess Gathers. God, the glory is getting ready to be revealed through this. No matter what we're going through with, we're going to see glory. We're going to see his hand. We're going to see God do a work, a situation that they think is bad. God is working it for the good. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord must be revealed through every trial, through every test. The glory of the Lord must be revealed. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's never seen. The glory of the Lord is never seen, but it's always revealed. Come on. Hallelujah. You say, Apostle, why you say that? Why you say that? Remember, hallelujah, when they were looking for Jesus and they could not find him. Praise God. And it's the first, the one that I kiss, that will reveal who he is. So guess what? The glory is always revealed. When we're going through something, God get the glory and he's going to be revealed, because he's still what? On the throne. He's still who he say he is. He has not lost his power. So I said to you today, don't faint. Don't fret. Just trust God. Allow God to do what he's doing in the midst of what we're going through. Because guess what? We ain't there to stay. Come on. And I'm telling you, don't set up camp. Mm-mm. Boy, that's good right there. I'm about to get up out of this seat. Don't sit up camp in the midst of what you're going through. Don't keep your eyes on the problem. Come on, hallelujah. Keep your eyes, keep your mind, keep focused. I know it may be difficult. I'm just going to encourage you today. I know it's being difficult. It may be difficult for you just to sit there and hear this or see this. Come on. See, this is where your spirit man has to come alive. This is where your spirit man has to kick in. Come on, hallelujah. For we walk by faith and not by sight. I know sometimes you got to turn a deaf ear. Come on, to what you're hearing. Come on, you got to turn a deaf ear to it. I'm not saying ignore it. You got to turn a deaf ear to it. Come on, and believe, and believe, and believe, and believe, and walk by faith. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, trust in God. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, again, I'm going to say direct. He'll direct your path. Come on, because the enemy is trying to tell you that you're not going to come out. The enemy is trying to tell you that you're not going to come through this. The enemy is trying to tell you, why is all this happening to you? The enemy always, and I'm not glorifying him, the enemy always try to paint a picture that it's just a delusion. Come on. Yes, you may be trying, but I know what the word says. Come on. We have the great I am. We have the assure. We have the reassurance that our God, your God, my God, which is personal, that can do anything but fail. Now, he's a God that can. He's a God that's sovereign. He's a God that can get in anything. Hallelujah. You know, some records are sealed. People can't get them. They can't get in them because it's sealed. But I tell you what, he go beyond the seal. Come on, he gets in the records. Come on, hallelujah. He gets in the records, and he do what? He turned things around. Oh, my God, y'all about to make me go there. Somebody, God, is getting ready to overturn it. Come on, hallelujah, because the enemy is trying to tell you that it's not going to work. The enemy is trying to tell you what's the use. You've been serving God, and all this is happening to you. Come on, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do concerning you. But you got to believe God. You got to fight the good fight of faith, having done all, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, having the sword of the spirit, having the shield. Come on, hallelujah. Faith, you got to having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, because you're going to go into territories. You're going to come up against something. Hallelujah. And your mind got to be stayed on God, because he's going to overturn it for you. He's going to bring you out. He's going to set you free. He's going to heal your body. Hananasa. He have never lost a case. He have never lost a case. Come on, our God. He is who he say he is. Come on, people of God. Come on, hallelujah. We are on a ride. We are on a journey. But we must know that Jesus, hallelujah, the one that said, let there be, and it still stands today. Come on. The last time I looked, the moon was still coming out. The last time I looked, the stars were still shining. The last time I looked, the sea is still there. And if he wants to, he can divide it, because he did it in the first. He did it in the beginning. He can divide the sea in your life if you allow him, if you trust him. Oh, this is some good stuff today. Somebody need to tag. Somebody need to tell somebody. Come on, come on, come on. Put your feet on the floor right where you at, and let the devil know I've got the victory. I'm not coming through this without the victory. I'm not in this to stay. I'm in this with the victory, and I'm going through with the victory, and I'm coming out with the victory. Come on, hallelujah. And this is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. You got to let that devil know, no weapon that form against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against me, I shall condemn. You got to let that devil know, hallelujah, he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquities, and the chastisement of my peace was upon him, and by his stripes, devil, I am healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed physically. I'm healed spiritually. I'm healed emotionally. Come on, you got to let the devil know, you're not going to torment me. You're not going to torment me. Come on, you got to regurgitate this word and bring it back up and bring him into remembrance. He said, you can bring me into remembrance of my word. You said, Lord, your word says, not my word, your word says. Your word is a bond. You bond to your word. You bound to your word, God. And it has to happen. It has to materialize. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Praise our God. You got to tell that devil, you cannot torment me, and I will not allow you to torment me. Come on. Hallelujah. You can't bring fear on me. You can't bring doubt on me because I trust in God. I trust in him. I trust in him with everything that's in me. Hallelujah to God. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. You're not fighting a losing battle. You're not fighting a battle. This ain't your battle no how. Come on. This ain't your battle no how. Come on here. He's told Jehoshaphat, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to stand still. You got to stand still in the midst of it. And while you standing still, don't be a wimp. While you standing still, don't cry. While you standing still, don't hold your head down. Come on. Hallelujah. You say what the words say. Hallelujah. I am who God says I am. Come on here. Hallelujah. And I can do all things through Christ that what strengthens me. Come on here. Hallelujah. You got to let the devil know you don't have me. Hallelujah, under control because I'm going through this. You don't have me under control because it seems like you're not going to let me come out of this. But it ain't up to you. But it's up to me by the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I tell you, I just had to go in and let the devil know, come on, you're more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. You're in that hospital room. You may be hearing me under the garage. You may be hearing me in the living room of your home. You may be hearing me in the car on your break. You just may be hearing me at home on Cypress Audience. I come to tell you this morning, greater than he that's in you, than he that's in the world. Come on. You can't stay in that situation. Come on. You can't stay right there. Come on. Because God has given you power and he has given you authority. Hallelujah. To decree and declare and to say what his words say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm a lender, not a borrower. Come on here. I have what he says I can do. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Hallelujah. You're not a wimp. You're not a wimp. You're not a wimp. You're strong. Finally, my brother, according to the book of Ephesians, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. Put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be what? Able to stand against the wiles of the devil. See, the enemy is going to come. He's going to come on the left. He's going to come on the right. Come on. He's going to come behind you. Come on. But guess what? He can't stay in the front of you because guess what? All those things that's been happening on the right, on the left, come on. All those things what's been happening behind me, come on. It's behind me and on the side of me, but I'm looking towards heaven. Come on. That's my view. I'm looking towards what his word says, and he can do it if we just only believe his word. Hallelujah. Believe his word, and we shall be established. Come on, believe his word, and we shall be established. I'm going to keep saying it. Believe his word, and you shall be established. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah to God. Hey, Shama. Trust in God. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. That's what I want to tell you today. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. If you trust in God, he'll bring you through. He'll bring you out. He'll see you through. Just trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Believe his word and you shall be established. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Don't believe in everything else. Everything is going down but the word of God. Come on. Everything. Don't even believe in what you're going through with because guess what? That's only temporary. Yes. That's only temporary. We must go through for a while. Come on, for a little while. But guess what? Joy cometh in the morning. Come on, we're going to go through things. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we're not going to go through nothing. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we're not going to have difficult times and difficult days. But I'm telling you, in the midst of this, we've got peace. We got the great I am. Come on here. He will bring you through it. He will bring you out of it if you trust him. Oh, my God. Trust him when you can't trace him. Trust him when he's silent and he's still God. The Bible says Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Come on, somebody. You got to trust God when you don't even hear a word. You got to trust God. That's why we don't go by feelings. I don't feel. You got to trust God when you don't even feel him. Feel him or see him or him. So you got to do that one. Trust him. God, I don't hear you, but I still trust you. God, I don't see you working it. I trust you. I trust you. I trust you, God, because he's still there. Even when he's silent, even when he's not moving. Glory to God. And if God don't move, and if God don't speak, guess what? He done enough for me to know that he's still there. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. He's done enough for you to let you know that he's still who he say he is. You may be tuning into the radio broadcast at this time, and you may say, well, I'm just tuning in, an apostle. I don't know him in the pardon of my sins. But I'm taking time right now, hallelujah, to let you become to know who he is. Hallelujah. He said, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. That's the only simple thing you have to do. Trust and believe. Come on and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, you shall be saved. Come on. Hallelujah. If you out there on the sound of my voice, I may not be able to hear you, but if you repeat this, say, Father, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Save me. And you shall be saved. This is what his word says. In 2 minutes, there's somebody out there. Come on. There's somebody out there. You may be in the hotel room and you just listen to the radio. You may be in your car. And you may be in your house or wherever you at or watching by Cyprus audience. And you repeat this and you believe this. This is what his word said. So shall you be saved. Come on. There's only one. There may be two. There may be three. But there's room for you at the cross. But I just wanted to come on this morning to really encourage you, because the enemy is trying to paint a picture like God is not working, like God is not coming through, like God is just, he ain't moving fast enough for you. But trust him. Trust me. He's moving. And he's doing exactly what he said he's going to do. 1 minute left. 1 minute left. In this 1 minute that I have left, I want you to give God praise. I want you to give him praise. The more you praise him, the more he'll do for you. Come on. If you don't have a church home, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. And if you do have a church home, continue to get in there, grow, and go. Come on. And watch God work things out for you. Meet us tonight. As a matter of fact, meet us at noonday prayer, 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock today, meet us there. Those that can, meet us there. Then tonight, 7 o'clock, Friday night deliverance service, meet us in the service. Then Sunday morning, come on, start out with Sunday school, meet us there at 9:30, and then we leave there, go in our 11 o'clock service. My time is coming gone. Guess what? Trust God. Watch God, because he's able to do what? Bring you out. God bless your hearts.
I've been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.